Hi, I'm Kritika. I hope you all are doing well. In today's session, we will be exploring Microsoft Visio's powerful features of creating a visual process flow diagram linked to Excel file. Instead of manually creating or adjusting shapes and connectors in Visio, you can automate the process by linking the data from Excel file. Once the data is linked, Visio can automatically populate the shapes and connectors, saving you significant time and efforts. You might have a question why I'm creating this video. One of my colleagues asked me that he wanted to create a visual diagram from an Excel file and update the diagram dynamically from the Excel file. So let's dive in and grow together with Visio. First of all, we need to have an Excel file. If you see on my screen, I have created one sample Excel file with a table that I will share with you in the comment box. If you see, I mean, you should have the process file with the table and ensure that the file has few columns like process ID. It should be the unique process. Every process should have unique ID, then process step description, again next step ID to which you are going to connect your process, then connector label, the label of the connector, then shape type. We do have different shapes in our processes. If you see start, end, process, decision, etc. Again, then function. These are nothing but your swim lanes, and these are the phases. So I have created this sample file. Let's open our Visio. I'm sorry, let's go to Visio and then find out for the cross functional flowchart. If you don't get it, sorry, let's go to new, find out for cross functional flowchart, or just type cross. If you see it, let's click on the cross functional. Then if you see what kind of diagram we have to create, is it basic flowchart or do you want horizontal flowchart or vertical flowchart, means swim lanes. Most time we use horizontal, so I will select horizontal. Then you have to browse your workbook, that means your Excel sheet. I have one sample, let's open it. Yeah, once we select workbook, it will find out how many tables we have created in workbook, and it will display in our if you see, we have only one table. We can also like select custom range from the table. I will show that in next video. Let's link the objects. Click, if you see, you will get all the columns which you have created in your Excel sheet. You just have to link them or map them with the required fields. If you have, we know the function of swimlane that we have added in the function, phase or timeline that is in phase. Click on the next, again map other fields, click on the next. You have to map all the shapes. Then we have start, process, decision. You just have to map them. Click next. And let's say click on the finish. Here you go. In a few seconds, you got your visual process map. If you see, you have lanes, you have phases. Again, you can see all the processes added here. Yeah, one more feature, which is like if you want to dynamically update it, just go to Excel file. Suppose I just want to, okay, let's insert this, and int of the process. End of the process. 19. Yeah, I will change the ID. Let's connect it. Then we can say it to process. And hotel staff is fine. And phase room access is fine. Let's save it. Control S. And go to our visual. Just save this file. I will save this file to desktop. Sample video. Just save it. And refresh the diagram. And you will see. I'm sorry. Okay. You will see end of the process has been added to our process diagram. So hope you liked my video, and let's meet in our next video. Thank you. Great. Bye bye. Take care.